The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Their customer service is, and again, this is from a Midwestern boy, their customer service is second to none. Whenever I've had any problems with one of my three machines, they've always been able to help us. So go over and check out Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, Teach Hoops, any of our podcasts, Coach Collins, and they'll give you $400 off. You won't find a better discount out there. They will take really good care of you. And make sure you tell them I sent you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. We are the only ones out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in our product so much that we want you to come and kick the tires. We want you to take it for a test drive. Nowhere else are you going to find a high school coach who's also coaching. I just got off a phone call with a teachhoops.com member. So who else has my cell phone number and calls me and talks to me about things that he has questions on with his team? Where else are you going to find that on the web? Go over and check it out. Like I've said before, it helps us keep the lights on in these podcasts and our YouTube and everything else free. So go over and check it out. And one more thing I forgot. I was going to say, let's head off. Go leave a review. We love those reviews. We read every one of them. Go leave those 5-star reviews. And let's head off to the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Coach. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? All right, good. You're getting an A for technology. About half the people, it's like, I'm like talking and not hearing anything. So that's good.
I have practice with this.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, Zoom is like, they just went public and they made a lot of money, trust me.
Yeah, I've been knowing about it for years. I should have invested a little bit.
I know, me too. I thought about that early. All right, go ahead. You got a question?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Just a little background. My first year coaching, varsity coach this past year.
Yep.
And on the boys' side of things, since 2011, I just moved to the girls.
Okay.
As a first year head coach with the girls.
Okay.
That was tough. This past season was very, very different for me.
It's different.
We ran a lot of dribble drive. I had a few players that could get the ball to the basket and just kick out, and I had a few shooters. So that was perfect for us. Now a couple of them are graduating. A couple of them don't like the program anymore for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're moving on.
Okay.
Fine. And a couple of them are transferring.
Okay.
So it just leaves me bare. I have two returners at the moment.
Okay.
Of 8 returners that was supposed to return. So
dribble drive is going to be hard if you don't have people who can handle the rock.
That's exactly.
Yeah. So what made it harder going from guys to girls?
For me, it was just, I would say something and everything was defensive.
Yeah, yeah. So here's all the reading I've done on this. I'm married to a psychologist, all the reading. So boys play for each other.
Right.
Boys play for themselves. Girls play for each other. So girls is really about relationship, and I'm generalizing, so don't send me any emails. But it's true that it's really about relationships. So they have to love you if they're going to go to battle for you. So you have to spend time with them building relationships in the off season, so that when you're critical of them, that they take it as, okay, he's just trying to help rather than he's just being mean. I mean, I'll yell at a guy most of the time, and then 30 minutes later, they don't even remember it, to be honest.
Exactly.
So that's the huge difference from someone that's coached both boys and girls. So what I think you should do, I think your off season, first of all, you're going to have to come up with something other than dribble drive if you don't have any dribblers. But I would spend a lot of time, you know, trying to get the families on board, trying to build community, trying to figure out, you want the girls to just play for each other, and then all the X's and O things will take care of themselves. Then they'll want to come to the gym and shoot. Then they'll want to do the stuff that you ask them to do.
Right.
Until you get that buy-in, it's going to be like you're going to be banging heads.
That's what it felt like the first year.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's probably why some of the stuff happened. Whatever. That's water on the bridge at this point. But I would get those two girls on in the boat and say, here's how we're going to do this, and what do you think, and how should we do this, and then this is where parents can come into play, because parents always want to be involved,
right?
So grab some of those parents and say, hey, can we do some stuff where the girls come to your house and stay overnight, or is there something where we can take those kind of things? Parents love to do. And it's not an X and O thing. You know what I mean? It's a,
right.
And they'll love that. Then they'll come to the gym the next day and shoot for 2 hours.
Right.
So that's what I would really work on. You know, all the, we can talk X and O's and what offense he should run and all that kind of stuff. But until you get that house in order,
go back.
It's going to be a problem.
Right. Right. So, okay.
Don't worry about the noise too. I think it's
okay. That's perfect. So I'm looking at the ball screen offense now. We don't have.
I'm laughing at that because that's even more complicated than the dribble drive.
I thought so too, but we don't have anybody to attack. We have a couple people to, you know, attack the basket, but everybody else would be just moving and setting screens.
So you're saying these two girls are going to have scored 70% of your point.
One girl scored 50% of my points.
Okay. So then you're going to have to run like a blocker mover almost.
Block, okay.
Like okay. You're going to have to get people that your job is to screen and roll kind of thing.
Okay.
And then go get some offensive rebounds once in a while. So that's what you might want to think about. I've tried to go find some shooters too. Like, no, I'm just saying that you can make a shooter in 9 months.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing. We're in the gym right now putting up shots.
Yeah. Seriously. That's what if you got two girls that can create off the dribble, then everybody else just needs to be able to hit open shots because it will be the dribble. You're right. Maybe set a screen and then maybe it's a pop or maybe it's a flare at that point.
Right. So
I'm a better option than the dribble drive, but you might want something where you might have to play your number 8 girl that maybe shouldn't be playing a lot. She might just be a screener running. That's why blocker mover kind of jumped up. What are you going to, well, these two girls can't get in foul trouble.
Right.
What are you going to do defensively?
We play man. Okay. We play straight up man, full court pressure, everything.
Okay.
Those
two girls can't do that for an entire game.
Right, right, right. And we have some good defenders on our team. Okay. The role players, we got some good defenders. They really can't do much else but defend. So that's why we're in the gym shooting shots right now. So,
okay.
D and three. So,
yeah. And sprint back. Yeah.
And sprint. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, But that's basically it, and an occasional switch to
something to protect. Well, I'm thinking that's why I asked about those two girls, is you might need something to protect them.
Yeah. Right.
All of a sudden they get their third foul. It's like, oh crud, we're not even in the same gym if they get fourth and they have to sit. So that's where you might want some sort of match somewhere, quote unquote, hide them. But you know, where they're less likely to pick up that foul. And you can give them a little bit of a blow too, you know.
Right. Okay.
So that's what you might want to think about, how you can tackle that.
Okay.
Trust me, I've had like NBA. I love this, but there's a time where you got to take it off a little bit because you're driving through that little town where the police officers always are. You know what I mean? And you're gonna get a ticket if you don't slow down. So you sometimes got to take it a little bit off the gas just to let them get their win because.
Right.
They might have to play 90% of the game. So that's you got to think about their valuable commodities and how can I, without telling them that, how can I protect? Do it by, all right, take a timeout, take a 30. We're going to go to a zone. It lets them catch their breath. They don't get a foul for the next 2 minutes. And then you're going to have to come up with some, and another note is you're going to have to come up with some ways to score.
Right.
So out of bounds plays, quick hitters, you know, something special for them.
Yeah.
Things aren't going well. You know, we're going to run this out of bounds play. We're going to do this and we're going to execute it really well.
Right, right.
You're going to have to create some offense that you don't have. And where can you do that? You can do it on out of bounds plays. You can do it on a quick hitter. You can do it on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's perfect. It's been a difficult start of my coaching career as far as varsity is concerned, as an assistant for the boys.
Being an assistant is the easiest job, and I tell people, man, you're not taking the phone call on Thursday night at 9:00.
Right.
That is the best. I had a same assistant for like 15 years. He goes, I have the best seat now.
Oh, he's blessed.
Yeah, I get the ring at the end of the day, and I don't have any of the headaches.
So that's what I'm dealing
with. But again, and you didn't marry this job. If it's a job that it doesn't fit, then you can go find another one. It's like, that's the thing. It's like, you're not married. It's like, so it's like, if it's not the right fit, the key is to find the right fit. When you find the right fit, that's why I haven't left my job. It's like you find it. It's like, shoot, I ain't leaving. This is a good fit. So that's why I always tell coaches too. It's like, you give it a shot. And to be honest with you, I was just talking to a coach before I got on the phone with you. And he has kind of the same issue with the program. It's 5 to 7 years. It's legit 5 to 7. If you want to turn it around, if it's not where it needs to be.
Okay. Because that makes sense because
you got to get the youth going. You got to get the culture going.
Right.
Mine was on a little on the front end, but I also had an NBA guy. So that helped, you know.
That definitely helped.
You can move the curve up when you got an NBA guy that's in seventh grade. You didn't know he was an NBA guy at the time, but that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, but for most programs, it's going to take that 5 to 7 years. And if they don't give it to you, then that's their problem.
Well, this program has history of winning.
Right.
Except for the past 2 years. I'm trying to bring that back.
Right. And that will be fine. Then if the culture is there already, then that's fine. Then we're just adding a brick to the wall. That's all we're doing. We're just adding.
Right.
And that's where you got to get those two girls. It's like, this is about you guys, man. I'm here to help. I'm your teacher. Let's go do this. Let's go make
it. Perfect. That's all I had.
Okay.
Because that was the biggest thing for me. But I do.
And my advice would be don't drink too much. That's my advice.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna write that one down. Put a star behind that.
Do not drink too much. Because that's usually what happens. It's like, oh my god. But no, let me know. And then look at the reading. I'll send you some read and react stuff. I'm gonna put some stuff on our Facebook page on the read and react because I have
perfect.
Just look at it and then we can talk again.
I did look at it because I see you all the time talking about it. So with the read and react, here's another question. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'll go perfect with the ball screen offense. Is it possible to run two different?
It is. You won't run them well, but it is.
Okay.
No. Do you have contact right now? Can you have contact with them?
Yeah.
Five on five?
Yeah.
Yeah, so usually try it. That's what I tell people that have contact. That's what I use my summer for. I don't have contact this summer. It's like my lab. Yeah. So come summer, I'm going to try. I've got some stuff on my list. It's like, I'm going to try this and this because every team's different. It's like a different
club. Right.
So
we go all year round.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I think I'd be divorced if I went all year round.
Well, no ring.
All right. We'll talk, Coach.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like, no matter where you listen, Apple, Spotify. We love those 5-star reviews. Make sure you also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.